The Old Testament reading for today you'll find in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 through 25, and that is found at the very beginning, page 2. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to him. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." And the man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame. And then the reading, the epistle reading, you will find in Hebrews chapter 2, 14 through 20, or 18, and that is found on page 1185. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives will be held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he was able to help those who are being tempted. And then if you'd please rise out of respect for the Holy Gospel. And that today is from Mark 10, chapters 2 through 16, and that's found on page 1001. Some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" "What did Moses command you?" he replied. They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away. It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law," Jesus replied. "But at the beginning of creation, God made male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate." When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. He answered, "Anyone divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them.
And through temptations all our days. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Levi. Luke. Darn it. Don't show that yet. Okay. That's why I wanted to do. Can you sneak it back to the first song and show the picture where the hands are reaching out? Go to where the hand, click through, not that one, the very first song of the service. There you go. Father welcomes. That picture hit me. Because today, the message is about God's correction, God's comfort. So in correcting us, he uses some words to correct us. And the words that I want to read as we look at this picture here is what Jesus said. And he says, truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. That's the correction. God's saying, if you can't receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you're never going to enter it. And so we see that hand. I don't know if that looks like a young person hand to me. Does it to you? Okay, who's doing more of the reaching? It's hard to tape. In your view, who, you know, I could see myself going, oh, I need some of that, Jesus. Give me some of that. I see Jesus going, extending his hand. He's ready. He's willing. He's waiting. Is he coming to us? Is he there for us? Do we see his hand and him saying, if you're not willing to be like a child to receive God's kingdom, you'll never enter it. I visited somebody this week, and I'm gonna throw them under the bus, but I'm not going to say their name. Here's how I want to set it up. Let's just do this as if an if. I'd like to do this as a real, but I know it would make everybody or a lot of people uncomfortable. To show how comfortable or uncomfortable we are to change and become like a child to enter God's kingdom, I would say every one of you who are in a spot right now sitting by somebody you know, at the count of three, everybody get up and sit in a completely, totally different place that you've never sat before and sit by nobody that you have, that you know by name. On a count of three, one, two, three, go. Unless you're willing to change and become like a child, you'll never enter kingdom heaven. And I'm going to say, unless you change and willing to change, become like a child, and not that Jesus isn't saying there's a factor of a child that's better than an adult, because all children become adults. They live long enough. So what is it about the child that Jesus is telling people? He's correcting us. He's correcting us in how we are acting, how we're behaving, how we are thinking. How willing, how open are we able to let a stranger lead us? Are you willing to let some stranger tell you what to do, where to go, and how to do it? Are you open to a perfect stranger come into your house and tell you how to do your bills? Are you open to somebody come into your house who has nothing about, no information about you or your children or your grandchildren and tell you how to raise your family? Are you open to that? No. Neither are sheep. Are sheep willing to follow a stranger? Are they willing to follow a shepherd? Their shepherd. Why and how are they willing to follow their shepherd? They know his voice. How do they know his voice? Raise your hand so we get a good thought. What's a good, yes? Time spent with the sheep. The sheep know the shepherd because the shepherd's with the sheep, and the sheep is with the shepherd. What else? How else? Who else is some shepherders here? Own sheep. How else do sheep know who their shepherd is? Say that, Al? He takes care of them. Yeah, they trust him. They trust him because they know him. Keep that thought in mind. Okay, now go back. But don't start it. Go back to the video, but I'm going to set the video up and then I'll motion to you. Okay. So now I'm going to share with you a video that's been, I was going to use the word haunting me. It's not haunting me. I'm going to show you a video, the first minute and 16 seconds of it. It's by Megan Woods. It's called The Truth. And it fits to our message right now. In the epistle reading for today, that Jesus, here's the comfort that Jesus says. So remember he said, he correcting us? Unless you change and become like a child to receive God's kingdom, you'll never enter it. And then he comforts us with these words. Because he himself, when he was tempted, he was able to help those who are being tempered. Excuse me, I messed up. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he was able to help those who are being tempted. And then back to the picture. And when he corrected them, unless you're able to change, be like a child, you'll never enter heaven. He takes the children in his arms and he holds them on his lap and he loves them and he blesses them. And what did the children do? They receive it. They go, okay. Okay, Jesus, bless me. Okay, Jesus, I'll sit on your lap. Okay, Jesus, you got me. I'm yours. Grab my hand, Jesus. And they believe he will. Okay, now this video, the setup is we are in present day right now. This is us. This is us singing the song and the words that she shares, how we struggle through our temptations. When is it are we going to stop listening to lies? When is it are we going to stop listening to the lies and start following our shepherd and believing what our shepherd says and believing what our shepherd does? And this is riveting. Go.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child, I make him proud.
Not haunting was the word I'm looking for. It's riveting. The truth is, I am not one to follow lies. My Father. My true identity is with my Father. My Father, my Heavenly Father, gives me my identity. And it's not on my own. It's not just me. It's through the eyes of Christ. Through the eyes of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through the cross of crucifixion, of Jesus suffering and tortured and humiliated and beaten and bruised and scorned and rejected and condemned and sent to hell to suffer. He suffered hell and being separated from God. He goes into hell on the third day before he rose to take the keys of hell back from Satan. He owns them. He is my Lord and Savior. He is your Lord and Savior. He's our shepherd. Unless we change and be like children, ever receiving every day, all the time, what God gives and what God promises to us. His almighty power, his almighty protection, his truth to deal with lies, to separate truth from lie, from truth from deception. It's not us. Lean not on your own understanding, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Proverbs 3:5. Don't lean on what we think and know. And what we understand, lean on God's word. If I could, sorry, I got to do this again. took my shoes off. You remember the picture of hands? God is here going, here, take my hand. Listen to the truth. You're my child. I love you. I sent my son to die for you. You're precious to me. You're holy to me. You're radiant. I formed you by my hand. Show the next picture. I got to step down. Do you want to understand why God is dead serious about temptation? That's a great picture to see to remind us. Oh, we are formed by God's hand. That's Jesus forming you, and we are precious in his sight. He's angry with sin, not sinner. He's angry with temptation because temptation leads us from God, separates us from God. But now God's truth delivers us to God, puts us back together with God, keeps us with God in and through temptation. Yeah, we're tempted. Shouldn't do that. I try not to do that. I end up doing that. Oh, God, forgive me. I did it again. That's the biggest temptation, is to go, well, Satan's going to now throw a temptation. Yeah, you did it again. You're not redeemable. You're not lovable. You're not forgivable. That's a lie. That's not the truth. Because every sin ever committed has been covered by the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That's the truth. And our identity isn't in what we can do and how hard we can try and how well we succeed. Because Paul says, who's going to save me from this body of sin and death? The things that I shouldn't do, I do. The things that I should do, I don't do. Who's going to save me from this body of sin and death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. Romans 7. So, Jesus has earned. Jesus has won. Jesus has taken on sin, grave, the devil, hell, evil, all of it, and defeated it. And he is qualified to be with you and me in and through temptation. Temptations are not something silly. All right, are we done for the day? I got a story I can tell you. Yeah, that hit Laura. She knows that story. That's our old home in Sergeant Bluff. That's our neighbor's yard with the two cars. That's actually the grandkids' car of theirs. Do you see what's in the middle of the picture? What are you looking at? What do you recognize? A path. Do you know how old that path is? Take a guess. Farmers? 12 years. You know what it's from? The dogs. Annie, Coley. Annie is the neighbor's dog. Coley is our dog. That's 12 years of friendship. And when our dog died, 3 days later, their dog died. On the path. You want a picture of relationship? That's a picture of relationship. Still hits Laura. Hits me. All right, flip back to the other picture. That's relationship too. The truth. And so God lovingly and willingly corrects us when we're wrong. And God does so because of God's comfort he wants to give to each of us every day, all day, into eternity. So may we be open and pray to God to be open to go, God, help me receive all that you give me. Your word, your truth, your presence, your forgiveness, your peace, your comfort to me. Help me to learn to receive it and live with it all my days. Amen. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, guard and keep our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.